Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, your host this week for Pedaling the Pueblo. Today we're going to talk about the role of bicycles in economic development and growth. To shed some light on that subject, I'm joined in the studio today by Kira Dixon Weinstein and Adam Weinstein. They're from the Gadsden Company and are the primary developers of the West Side development known as the Mercado. Adam Weinstein is also a board member at KXCI. Let's talk a little bit about the role bikes have played slowly over the growth of the Mercado and the development of that whole area.
Well, I would say that the bicyclists were the early adopters of the Mercado. They were the first big groups that we saw coming through, but we're obviously adjacent to the loop. So we very quickly identified that cyclists were, you know, some of our favorite customers, and we needed to figure out how to accommodate them and make it easy for them to come in and out.
We have a common refrain here in Tucson when we speak of development or adopting multimodal transportation ideas, that what works in XYZ city, country won't work here in Tucson. What are you all inspired by? What have you seen in your travels that you have intentionally brought back to Tucson and that has worked in the Tucson environment?
Yeah, I'm clearly not a subscriber to that theory. I have found that the multimodal transportation is an absolute identifier of a progressive multimodal city that puts transportation networks and the combination of these alternative modes of transportation to the fore. I'm pleased to see that Tucson has taken the same approach and expanding its system. Bike share is just the latest component of that, but that coupled with the streetcar, and again, this is only phase one of streetcar, and we're expecting that that will grow in some capacity in the future. And this seems to be right in line with what we find and what we study both nationally and internationally in best practice cities.
You know, and if things don't grow, you know, they kind of die on the vine. So if we, you know, subscribe to a that won't work here mentality and it works in as a best practice in cities all over the world, then what are we left with? You know, being not progressive at all doesn't seem like an exciting option for our city.
Yeah, coming from New York City, to see that they were actually able to retroactively shoehorn in an entire bike share system and bike lanes with an overlay throughout Manhattan and Brooklyn and now expanding to the other boroughs is remarkable. If you had asked me if that was able to be done, I would say that had about as good a chance of being passed and instituted as outlawing smoking in bars.
Mm-hmm. And bright blue, they're not like New York black, right?
Yeah. I just want to say, as someone that lives downtown and works downtown and has children, for me, having the option of bike share, streetcar means that as my children become teenagers, the ability to get to and from is just so right there. And that level of independence means that, you know, as they grow in the world, they feel more responsible for themselves. And I'm really excited about that.
I'm just really thrilled to see how well used the bike share system is right off the bat. I'm actually kind of amazed, even while we're, you know, in a construction field for all intents and purposes on the West Side property at the moment with Caterpillar and the Annex and West End Station. Those bike share docks are basically unloaded almost every day. And so people are really using the system, and I'm just thrilled and looking forward to seeing some numbers in short order just for month one. Has to be tremendous.
All right, that's about all we have time for today, but this is surely a conversation that we will revisit in the future. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Kira.
Thank you.
And remember to follow Pedaling the Pueblo on Facebook if you're on that platform, and to email us at ptp@kxci.org if you have ideas for stories that should be covered on the station. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.